When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So that was a great start anyway, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, the XG found
like an
apparently.
XG brew.
We're having an XG brew with Ronaldo Brown and Joe Smith.
Expected
and me
brews.
And you. Expected brews. Two. Very good. Yeah. Why have you not got a brew anyway? You come on here, gate crashing man in his show, right?
Yeah.
Uninvited for starters, even though I asked you.
Yeah.
And you've not even got a brew?
Yeah, only partially invited.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
So why have you not? What, are you too good for brews and that, are you?
Too good.
Do you class coffee as a brew?
Of course. It's brewed. It's been brewed. Although I suppose then beer isn't a brew, is it? But that's been brewed. But some people say brew, don't they? Going for a brewski.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's very Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Wisconsin.
Couple of brews.
Is that what they sound like in Wisconsin?
I think Australia.
Wisconsin. I can't do a
couple of brewskis.
I can't do it. Can you do an American accent? Because you're quite good.
Yeah, I reckon so. You have to know exactly where though.
South Carolina.
Yeah, 42nd and 9th.
Right. South Carolina.
Not that specific.
Right, South Carolina's got banjo twang, so yeah. I need a bit of banjo twang. Y'all need to come get that rattlesnake out of my beard.
I don't expect
you to be good at accents for some reason. When I met you, I didn't think you would, but you do nail accents quite good.
Do it.
Can you do an American accent? Because
he's got a fucking American passport.
I know.
Hope so.
This yeah. As we found out, where was it we found that out?
I found out when he got escorted away by thingies. It's called Josie Smith, and they're like, mm-hmm. Like, we've just come from America, from England, and he looks like that, he sounds like that, and he's got an American passport, and they're like, yeah, this is fake as fuck, man.
Right, it's a little Jason Bourne to it, isn't there?
Yeah.
Joseph Smith, American Smith. Passport for someone who's clearly English.
Yeah, the most English-sounding man you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
And he just thinks of workshop.
I do look like
he's
someone that's been
who else are with?
Corralled into buying half a weed farm.
We with Mr. Brown as well.
Yeah, it was all a little bit.
If you think about it, it just all sounds made up. What's your name? What? What's your name? Ronaldo. What's your name? No, it's Ronaldo.
Yeah, right.
What's your name? Joe Smith.
It's to get these away. Get these two away.
You just make it out. My mate used to do that when he got banned in the 80s and 90s. Remember when people used to get banned and you used to be able to get like a fake passport to go and travel with?
No. Banned from what? From football?
I'm going to be honest, like, fake passports have never been the thing realm I've dealt in.
Right, some lads in like, it was a thing in the late 80s, early 90s. If you got a banning order or whatever, you couldn't go abroad, you could get a fake passport. And the lad that used to do it, he used
40 quid.
Yeah, he used to give you a famous name. So he'd give you a name like Mike Tyson because it'd be a distraction technique. He said it used to work because when someone's stamping your passport, they go, and I know a lad that had that one, and he went, been in any fights lately? And he went, no.
What? No, go Sion. No, what are you on about?
What was the move? Real date of birth, fake name.
Yeah, just give you a famous, like, yeah, you know,
Barbra Streisand.
Yeah, something that's not, you know, like, so you go like Michael Jackson or whatever. You go, yeah. Oh yeah. So it just acts as a thing. So yeah, they're not looking at the, is this real? They're going,
I want to know your names.
Well, I'd go too far and I'd go Lord Co. I mean, I'd give myself the state title as well, which at that point it's clear that I'm fucking
Prince Charles.
I'm lying at that point. Yes. No, you've not quite understood this. Maybe Charles Windsor. Yeah. I'm going to go Sir McLovin. Alex Ferguson.
Sorry, I'll go Pelle.
Pelle, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, you rock all that.
Just one name.
In your shorts and your vest.
Yeah.
Pelle.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're having that one.
Spell that P-E-L-E.
I'd probably go Alan Titchmarsh.
Alan Titchmarsh.
Like that.
That's a bit...
No, that's risky,
that's
man. I'd
too
forget
niche.
How to spell that.
Charlie Dimmock you get away with. Alan Titchmarsh is a bit too...
You'd be Davina McCall, wouldn't you? Obviously. I mean, we don't even need to say it. Obviously,
it's a really, really good fake name.
A good fake name.
Just that one over the top where people go, you really got that?
Yeah.
Like James Bond.
Yeah, it needs to be something like that. That's what it used to do, because it used to work, because like people would be like, you can't have it too ridiculous. Like, you can't have Liberace or something.
Speaking of being near... Liberace got that. Speaking of near James Bond, there's a snooker player called Nigel Bond.
Right.
And his nickname is one of the best. It's 00147. That is very good, isn't it? That's a very good nickname. What? How is that not a good nickname? How is that not?
00147's the most wordy fucking nickname ever.
00, it's a bit of a tapping as well. If you're a snooker
player. You come up with it then.
Right, what's his name?
Nigel Bond. The name's Bond, Nigel Bond, 00147. That is good. We're not having any other.
Wasn't the 00 program 12 spies?
Yes, it doesn't even make sense.
There used to be
it's not a five-digit fucking ID
it
number.
It can't be 00147.
Yes, I suppose technically, yes, Steve. So you can't use 00147 to get into MI6.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's
so
announcing him
it's incorrect.
At Alexandra Palace. It tends
is
to
he any
job.
Good? Old Nigel. Nigel. Is he as good as John Virgo?
No, he's no good. He's not as good as John Virgo.
No, okay then.
There's a lad called Anthony Hamilton, who's from Nottingham, who's called the Sheriff of Pottingham. That's pretty good. There's some very good snooker nicknames.
No, I don't.
The dart and the darts. Remember the darts guy that used to get? He had like a nipple window.
What?
What?
Was this a dream you used to have?
Google darts player nipple, right?
Why did you do these things to
I
me
think
every
this
Friday?
Is a dream that
darts player.
Darts player nipple, and there was a guy who had like a shirt with a window hole in it. And when he
Bobby George, is this something to do?
Hit images. Here we go.
Oh, when he used to open it up?
Yeah.
What's that?
Don't worry about that.
Jesus. Oh, yeah. Bobby George. See? His nipple tuck. What's he got? Nipple trick? Bobby George nipple trick.
Nipple trick. It was just showing you.
It's like Janet Jackson at the Super Bowl. What is he doing? That's bizarre. He's a very colourful character, though, isn't he?
Yeah. The colour is bright, shiny gold button up shirt. That's the colour.
You're into darts, aren't you?
No.
Right.
Am I?
Why are you trying to throw me under a bus on a live
darts. Sorry,
thing,
yeah,
right?
Go on.
He well got emotional. You got emotionally invested in Luke Littler.
Oh, well, yeah.
You cared.
What?
There's an operation that we have to shout. One sec.
What? Careful.
Get in.
No. I didn't get that invested in him.
I'm not that.
I just thought it was a great story. A 16
you got what made me laugh is.
Why is it a great story?
In the space of one
realistically,
evening.
Realistically, it should be someone calling Child Protective Services and investigating his parents. Why is he so good at darts at 16? Where's he been?
What do you think they've done?
I know,
pumped
just dragged him round to the local working man's club.
I think they just lived in a pub somewhere.
Yeah.
He
was in there in his pram money.
Yeah,
100%.
And he's been doing arrows since he was 3.
Yeah. He is men, though, isn't he?
Don't see big a
man
with
as
that.
Well, and he's like, looks like a man. He's like Norman Whiteside about him. Looks like he's 20 odd years old or 30. He's only 16, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
That's elite. That. Yeah, because you got pretty annoyed when you were watching him, and then you got really annoyed when he lost, didn't you?
Yeah.
You were like fuming.
We watched it, didn't we?
Really care. Yeah, I was like, I wanted him to win because he's a Red, isn't he? He's a United fan.
Come on, Steve. Have some compassion.
Don't care.
Do you class darts as a sport or just not bothered?
No, it's a pub game. So it's poker.
What about competitive eating?
It's a pub game.
No.
And
a man
and
nailing 75 hot dogs in 40 minutes.
Yeah,
and
golf
tell me that's
is
not
just
sports.
An outdoor pub game.
An outdoor... I'm not into golf. You're into golf, aren't you?
I'll take tennis. That's a real sport.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
He loves his tennis.
Physically.
Yeah.
Tennis
yeah.
will put your ankles into, you know, 20 years' time.
Tennis is all right.
Golf?
Golf...
It's like saying scaffolding's a fucking sport.
I've never really been into me. I watched a little bit when Tiger Woods came on the scene. Nick Faldo when I was a kid was always all right.
You
must
have swung a club or two.
Nice.
Craig Bellamy style.
Now, do you know what? I remember when we were lighting fires when we were kids and my mate.
Now that's a sport.
I used to be a right pyro me when I was little.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And honestly, I was just taps in the head. And we set a load of newspapers on fire in like the woods near my house. And my mate had a golf club and he went like that and he swung it. And as he swung it, all the fire was on the end of the club and it burnt on my face.
See, that's what being a kid's all about. I set my bed on fire twice.
That stopped me being a pyro fire.
You ever just like spray links on yourself and set yourself on fire?
Yes.
I think it was the rules, wasn't it?
And they just light you on.
Not a lot of start secondary school. That was like an entrance exam. Have you sprayed links on yourself and set yourself on fire? Obviously.
Yeah. Look it then. I set all my hair on fire. I used to have hair, believe it or not, set on fire. That's not why I'm bald now, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah, no, start the rumour, fucking.
Every morning, Jay, set my head on fire, that's why I've got to wear. That's what you do every day, though, isn't it?
What, just set me...
You aren't bald.
No, I just put spray links on my head and just light it. Just and
wash
then
it off, then.
That's me, I'm good to go. What do you think is the worst sport then in the Olympics you can get a gold medal for?
Now they've allowed fucking esports is going to be in there. No, it's not a sport. It is literally a video game, and that is fine. And you can have the video game Olympics if you want, but they're not the Olympics.
Okay, right.
But if you want to have competitive video playing, if you want to have competitive hot dog eating, you can have competitive kick your fucking self in the shin if you want. I don't care. But it's not a sport.
Yeah. Do you think shooting a gun is a sport?
Nah, not really.
Because that's almost a video game.
I don't think Formula
it?
One is.
Yeah.
And I'm on the fence about horse racing, to be honest with you.
Very good. Good.
Didn't mean it.
It's nice,
yeah.
You should have just pretended.
But it's definitely a sport for the horse.
Yeah.
But for the jockey, I'm not sure.
Some of it as well, like, what are you even doing these people on it? Like, dressage and that?
Honestly, fuck off. Honestly.
That's just like an horse just trotting about and yeah, you've got a medal at the end of it. How's that better than the other one I've just won?
I don't understand how they can rank it.
I think it's
an incredibly difficult task to
like,
get
what is that?
A beast that weighs half a ton.
Right, yeah, but have you seen the fucking forklift games, right? Where people are like balancing forklifts and stuff. Yeah. You tell me why that's not as important or difficult to do as fucking horse dancing.
Because rich people couldn't do it in the 1500s, that's why.
Yeah. Because rich people don't have forklift truck licenses.
Yeah, exactly.
They are fucking horses
Elitism.
That have got braids.
Yeah. Yeah,
he even does a horse impression really well.
It's not bad.
Yeah, no, I think it's a man of many talents. I think dressage is up there for me. Is like
dressage can fuck all life, can't it?
Yeah, that's not. But you get a medal at the end of it, don't you? Was it Nick Skelton who was the old? Oh no, he was show jumping, wasn't he?
Yeah,
he got one at 50. Got Olympic gold medal.
Dressage is the one where you go on it, you watch it, and you put it on because it's the Olympics, and you just see what's on, and it will be like lady. You know,
Zara Phillips,
Lady Renee of
Princess
Anne,
14th in line to the crown.
Yeah, like Princess Anne used to do it.
She's literally
in line to the crown. But no, every other fucker from Zara Phillips and all the rest of them that have all done it and got fucking golds and stuff.
It's proper like actual royal family doing it.
Because guess what? If you live in Clayton, ain't that a fucking prayer?
No.
Dad, I want to grow up and make the horse do that.
Dad, someone's nicked me horse again.
Nah, it's the same to absolutely bastardise a Billy Connolly joke. The walking marathons and shit like that. There ain't no one from a council estate that's ever fucking gonna done
this
that.
This motion up top.
You're just running it. You're not walking.
Do you know the definition?
You imagine trying to practice that in Clayton. Yeah, what's he doing here?
Have we mugged him yet? Go on.
You have to have at least 1 foot on the floor at all times. That's the.
Have you seen the fucking speed at which they walk?
It's unbelievable. It's faster than me running. It is quick. Yeah, it is very quick.
It is fast,
isn't it?
It's mad.
I saw there was one yesterday who was doing a 3:40.
You joking?
He was
walking.
See,
I run about a 5-minute kilometer when I'm going for a run.
Yeah, me too. Like, that's ridiculous. Sit walking.
If that.
That'd be deflating if I was out running and some bloke just walked past me.
Excuse me, sir.
Me, by the way,
just whizzing past like that.
Do you know what I mean? But like, hang on a minute, you're going in the canal. I get that, right? There's a rule to it. It's competitive.
No, fuck off.
There's a physicality there. That's exerting yourself.
Excuse me again, so is bricklaying. What's your point?
But then, so what is your definition of a sport then?
Yeah, come on.
Because if it's not, you're not about having, being
you're
out of breath.
Did you say you're having shooting? You're not having shooting.
No,
archery. You're having archery.
I think there's a skill
a
there.
A bit more there's than, a skill than in shooting, yes, because that's obviously like a propellant that you do.
What about Wizard's Chess?
Wizard's Chess, no. And featured Dungeons and Dragons, I'm going to say no.
Featured at the end of the first Harry Potter book.
Wizard's Chess?
Yeah, he's riding the horse.
Are you into Harry Potter?
I'm into everything by the sound of your description of me so far. I've watched the Harry Potters, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, come on, who aren't? Have you not watched Harry Potters?
It's kids with sticks, as I always tell my missus. My missus and the kids are into it, but I'm not.
Yeah, but loads of things are kids with sticks.
What, such as what?
I don't know, spelling contests.
I don't know what's that
the
either.
Stick is a pencil. But you did it when you were a kid, didn't you? You used to write with a pencil.
I don't think you've got to have quite a fairly narrow definition of what sport is.
Go on then, what
I
is
don't,
it?
I'm, I don't know if I'm articulate enough.
I want you to just explain it to everyone.
So it's just, you're going you case sport by case for basis the world. Then.
Yeah, I would. You sometimes present, it's a you feeling. Present the sport. Allegedly, to me, and I'll rule yay
shooting
or nay.
Seems, I think shooting's hard.
No, you can have competition. I don't mind people having competitions.
Yeah.
Not every competition is a sport. The lottery is not a fucking sport. It's a competition.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, there's still you're still allowed that sort of stuff.
I'll throw something at you, and you tell me.
That's not sport.
You catch it.
Sport, yes
that's
or
not,
no.
That's
yeah.
not a sport.
Right. Okay, like this. Yeah. Come
that's
on.
Bullying.
Ultimate frisbee.
Yeah.
I agree.
And golf, but golf isn't.
Good point, well made. No, I stand by what I
said. So ultimate frisbee's sort of somewhere between, like it's kind of a rugby-ish style, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that is a sport.
Well, think about it. So you've got some sort of a target because they have them like chain hanging down sort of goals, don't they, have to throw.
What?
It's very much like American football with a very narrowly defined end zone,
Yeah, it's like American football meets hockey, isn't it?
Yeah. It's just non-traditional looking, but no, I will accept that
okay,
as a sport.
That's a sport. Okay. Is your...
Shit name, no.
Ultimate Frisbee, yeah, it is. Because Frisbee is a brand.
Keep these
well,
suggestions coming, by the way, for sports.
Yeah,
some of these are really
and
good.
And we'll put them to Steve, and he can tell us whether it's a sport or not.
Can I have a good title? The official sport adjudicator.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah,
snooker. We started on it.
Pub game.
So okay. That's not a sport. All right.
What about ice skating? Racing. The circular.
Racing.
Mate, anything sport. On ice skate's got to be a sport.
Dancing.
That's well
competition.
Hard.
Do you think?
Yes. Because how do I beat you?
Just do better. All right, chess.
Chess, pub game, for fancy pubs.
Tug of war.
That's a good one. That's a very good one. There's definitely a competitive element. It's tiring. It's outdoors. You can't, you know. There's a definite winner.
I think it's a sport.
Oh. Who wins out of us? Me, him, and Macca against you in tug of war.
You seen that video where he's a lion on the other side of a cage?
I don't know, you know.
Have you seen some of
Steve,
them?
Steve, I've seen you before. I don't know. You and him's quite... He's got to carry me and Macca through,
have
to be
have
fair.
Have you seen that video?
Macca
ain't
done. He's got a good old pull. He's
nah, okay, yeah.
Have you seen that
he's,
video?
He's lifting more than I'm and deadlifting.
Right, right, maybe we need to split us then. It'd be good to we could have that.
Someone asked me yesterday, who do you reckon's deadlifting more, you or Ash? And I was like, because he's a fucking CrossFit boy, isn't he? But does that mean he's going heavy or is he going, like, fucking reps?
He's doing 70 reps at 140 kilos.
Patrick Cassidy, who's been a member of the Academy for 39 months, thank you, Patrick, says, sounds like they're doing an Olympic sport upstairs. Yeah, apologies for that.
I know, innit?
We've been up there countless times to tell them to pack in the noise, but they just don't listen to us. I think they're having a tap dancing competition.
Is kick-ups a sport?
No.
Keep-y-uppies?
No. It's a pub game.
It's difficult, keep-y-uppies.
Interesting.
Loads of things are hard.
Yeah. I like this one from Buffy, whatever. Competitive tanning. I think that's a great idea.
The fuck is that?
No, it's a sports suggestion, I presume. I don't think it is.
Here's one. Table full of prices.
Pull up the Olympics, Olympics. Japan, is it this year?
Yeah.
Pull up Japan Olympics list of events.
A table full of priceless crockery, whipping away the tablecloth. The least amount of movement.
It's Paris.
Or maybe you could just do it noise only.
Why did I think Japan?
I have no idea, and I didn't even correct you.
Wins. Is that sport?
What's going on in Japan? Is that the next one?
I don't know.
Handball, we're having that?
Yeah.
Archery, we've had
handball's
that.
Football in the air. What I mean?
Badminton.
Yeah.
Of course.
Artistic gymnastics.
No.
What? No? Have you seen what they do?
Yeah.
That
well,
is
all right.
Graft.
Well, can the little Romanian tackle the little American? Now we're talking a sport. Otherwise, pub game.
Basketball. I have an issue with this.
What pub do you go in with? There's a pommel horse and someone just chalking their hands like that.
Have you never been to...
We're trying to keep it...
It's not chalk.
Have never been to the Red Lion in Droylsden?
To be fair, I have seen a bowl full of white powder.
Every other Thursday.
Couple of pubs.
Nice. Nicely done,
Royal
Sunshine.
Royal Oak on a Thursday night. What?
Basketball. I have an issue with this.
Basketball, massively. Of course it's a sport.
Yeah, it's a sport. It shouldn't be in Olympics.
Why?
Because the Americans just turn up with all their best players and just batter everyone all the time.
They do win, but they don't win like you would think they
really?
Would.
Really?
Yeah.
One, the one where it's like Michael Jordan and like,
yeah, and
Larry
that was still
Bird and...
relatively narrow victories.
Jesus Christ!
It wasn't the absolute fucking pummeling.
Because
some
countries I'd have thought they're just... quite good.
Right. And some of the best players in the NBA,
Greece,
look like
Spain.
Europeans.
Ah, right, okay. Because yeah. I just look at it because I don't know anything about basketball. And
this is
unfair.
The problem: is the Olympics has tried to expand. You got to do what got you to the dance, man, which is just like stick with your 100 meters and your fucking shot put and things like that. That's what people are in the Olympics for. Mm. Here's what it should like: and golf,
right,
football,
then.
Basketball.
No,
I've got a really easy definition.
Go on, then.
Is the Olympics the pinnacle of your sport?
Yeah.
Then you're an Olympic sport.
Well, that's the whole point because it's an amateur sport.
So you wouldn't have football in there.
Nope.
No, I agree.
Because I think they sort of...
Because there's no international competition.
They twisted it, didn't
football.
They? They twisted it so it's under 23s.
Yeah.
Which I thought was quite a good way around it. Because otherwise it's just going to be like the World Cup again.
Under 23s and Ryan Giggs.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was... Oh, yeah. He was the overage player, wasn't he? Yeah, you could have overage players.
You can have an overage player. Just absolute nonsense.
I went to, you know what?
Did it on aggregate.
I went to that game.
You could have an under 23 aggregate team, so you might have a lot of 17-year-olds.
And then you can throw in
like the average speed check on the motorway.
Yeah, nice. Beach volleyball.
I've got a little gripe with you because obviously in terms of being in the Olympics or not, yes, it is the pinnacle of the sport. I accept that, but why isn't golf a sport, but shot put, which is essentially the same thing but with less of an actual precision target to it? Why is that a sport?
Shot put's more of same as the long jump in the sense that you're all competing against the same thing and you're going for pure distance.
Right.
Whereas golf can fuck off.
So what about a long drive challenge then? Is that a sport?
It would be more of a sport, yeah.
I quite like the shot put and long
driving
jump
range.
And things like that. Because that. They feel like the old school Olympics.
Because then you've got world records and
just
shit.
Just throwing rocks and that. That
well,
feels
that,
like
oh,
something.
Oh, yeah. Around it,
some
quit.
Of the
in
things
Greece,
in Greek times.
That I like the Olympics are because they are fundamental bodily movements.
Yeah.
Like throwing a spear at a dinosaur or whatever. Not a dinosaur, but you know what I mean?
Yes, famously,
watching
man and
Carl
dinosaur.
Wilkinson
live,
of
right?
I
know, yeah. Man and dinosaur famously lived together in harmony for the, you know, much of the 18th century.
Yeah, bone through the nose, leopard print tunic, sort of feet that are just bear's feet with your feet in them, throwing a javelin at a dinosaur.
Yeah.
That's one. Shot put, just throw this rock as far as you can.
That's min.
Like deadlift,
that
is just lift as much weight off the floor as you can.
Yeah.
High jump.
Discus.
Who can jump the
someone's
highest?
Someone's made you a shit tea. Just fucking sling
just
it.
Just have a bit of that!
Yeah. Just whizzing a bean.
I love the
don't crispy chicken dipper!
Yeah, exactly.
I love it on the javelin, how close they get when they're looking to see where it went.
Yeah, they're
like
not
walking just dead casual right near it.
Someone threw a javelin through one of my PE teacher's legs.
What?
Yeah. Through his arm? Yeah.
Why?
Did you not see that episode of 999?
Me and you always talk about this, don't we? When a guy went through his neck.
Yeah, he ran up to it and it was slippy grass and it went through his neck.
And he lay there with it like, he lived. My PE teacher used to mention that every fucking day.
Oh, that makes
sense. Right? When we were out in the field, it's a little bit wet. He'd be like, oh, have you seen what happened to that lad?
You don't have javelins out, mate.
Yeah, you're responsible.
Onto already impaled.
Yeah, he'd already landed and he slipped onto one.
Oh, God,
he was just lay on the floor, obviously the reconstruction. Lay there with the javelin for his
right arm,
amazingly, it survived.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think it hit his windpipe, but not the jugular, so it missed the big veins.
And Michael Burke.
Yeah. Was it Friday night 6:30?
It was 6:30. I don't think I've got Thursday in my head. You might be. I don't think it was a weekend thing.
Diving.
The Tom Daley version.
Yes.
Pub game.
What's the other version?
Mad. You're
what?
Mad.
What's the other version?
That's a sport.
Like Pirate ball. Treasure and that.
Oh yeah, yeah. Would you like that?
No.
Okay.
It's pub game as well.
All right, then here's one. What about your sort of your Benjamin
Buttons?
No, not Franklin.
Netanyahu.
No. Ben Ainsley, you're sailing.
Ben Kingsley.
I thought he was going to say Ben Kingsley. Acting, there you go. There's a sport. Ben Kingsley.
You're sailing.
He gets called Sexy Beast.
Yeah. Have you seen Sexy Beast?
No.
He's terrible. He's not even seen the
sailing.
Godfather.
Yeah.
No, pub game.
What about beach volleyball?
Beach volleyball? Yeah.
Yeah.
What? How is that one?
It's fucking volleyball,
it's badminton with your hands.
Yeah,
what about canoe slalom?
Canoe slalom. It's a race we're in.
Fencing?
Gotta be. Although,
fencing, yeah. What's that fencing?
Do you ever wish that when you were in the army, sometimes someone would just challenge you to
a duel
instead of like it being a long range thing? If that was like a sort of like you can
send our best fella
up, you can throw the gloves down,
like that film,
and you just go.
Like
Tony's brought his sword.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, like in the olden days, like
cool,
hand to hand combat. That would have been wicked. Wouldn't it?
them to have a tear up. They all get to watch.
And whoever wins, wins the war. I mean, your that, general
that
versus
could go,
their
that
general.
Could go badly wrong,
isn't
though.
That, isn't that what happened with the Cold War?
Yeah, I think so. Rocky fought Drago, and Rocky fella. Won, didn't he? Yeah.
In Russia.
So,
and he did that speech, and then everything up.
Yeah. Yeah, do you know what I mean? That was the end of communism. So, yeah, don't get the credit, though, does he? We've said this before, Rocky. Don't get the credit for that.
So, yeah, you're boxing. That's an Olympic sport.
Hockey?
Yeah, hockey. Yeah, I'll take hockey.
Judo?
Judo, yes. All the combat sports, yes.
Road cycling. You're going to have to help me out with this next one.
I think road cycling, again, clearly the Tour de France is the pinnacle of road cycling.
Yeah.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
But less so than things like golf.
Is that
no
a sport?
One gives a toss about the golf gold. I'm taking cycling.
What about...
At least it's human-powered.
Right.
You haven't got the best fucking engine on yours.
Rowing's got to be in there.
Yeah.
Rugby sevens... elucidate.
No rugby players ever dreaming of playing.
What is it?
Sevens.
Sorry to be
it's seven
obtuse. What is it?
Rugby.
All right. Is that literally that? Sorry, I didn't realize. I thought there might be something else. Well, that's a bit basic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why is
seven rugby, aside? Rugby, basketball.
Here's one, right.
So what are we getting rid of? Rugby, basketball, golf, the dancing gymnastics.
Here's one
football,
I think. Here's one I think you might want to get rid of. Skateboarding.
Yeah. Get out.
Yeah.
Is it Tony Hawk's? Remember that? Was it Tony Hawk's?
Yeah, listen, well, let's be real. That is gymnastics with a skateboard.
Surfing?
Get the fuck out.
Surfing,
get the fuck out.
Swimming, we're having swimming out.
Swimming, yes, it's a race.
Table tennis.
Yeah, definitely.
I think table tennis. Yes.
It works for the Olympics. It might not be a sport,
I love
but
that.
It's definitely
you want
Olympics.
A sport that you can
It's
look.
A pub game. It's another pub game. Yeah, it's basically, join the, like, the shrink room. This is a bad 90s thing where they used to go, like, your little pool table. Yeah. Do the little miniature ones. I'm talking like A5 size, right? It's that, but a bit bigger.
Right, okay. Yeah.
So yeah. I would actually argue table tennis is a pub game.
But little table tennis.
Yeah, that'd be good. But tennis is a sport.
Yeah.
Full size, yeah.
It's like if someone wanted to put table foosball in, you'd be like, no, fuck off.
That's shit. That.
Unless the players were full size. I played full size table football at Gary Neville Soccer School in Malta once.
What?
You heard.
I heard all the words. I don't know what he meant.
He's worse than you for saying things that I have to do a double take.
I played full size table tennis where I got velcroed onto a pole.
Right, let's break it up.
Football.
Let's break this
table
sentence
football,
up.
Sorry.
Let's start with the full size table football. How's that work?
So it's about the size of a five-a-side pitch.
Right.
There's five or six rows of going across.
Are you connected to anything?
A pole.
So you're stuck on a pole?
Stuck on a pole. You sellotape to a pole.
Sellotape.
Or a Velcro, big Velcro badge.
Right.
To a pole.
Yeah.
Then you work with your teammates.
Yeah.
And that was at, you can't move forward or backwards, you can move back. That was at a Gary Neville soccer school in Malta.
Knowing Gary Neville, he was also fucking velcroed next to him.
Yeah, he was there. I got a picture of him next to a big inflatable beach ball. I didn't pay for it. No, it was
scholarship.
I put it this way: I was the best.
I got a scholarship.
I was
to Gary Neville's
full-size table football in the basketball area,
West Malta.
That
weekend.
No, luckily, I got it free with the working with the paper.
To review it
for the paper.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Brilliant.
Okay.
What else we got?
Volleyball.
Yeah.
Water polo. I love water polo. Yeah. I'm on my oldies, mate.
People, it's violent water polo. People get elbowed to fuck.
Yeah, mate, it's rowdy, isn't it? Archery we've had. Artistic gymnastics we've had. Oh, I think this is worth it. Boxing.
Yes.
Yeah. I think we're going back to the start again now. I think it's going round in sort of circular. Yeah,
skateboarding is fucking ridiculous.
BMX freestyle.
No. BMX racing, I'll take.
Yeah. Sailing.
We've had that.
Have we? No, we haven't.
Yeah, it's a pub game.
I feel.
Triathlon, not. There's one. There's
triathlon
James
doesn't
Bond.
Get more Olympics.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's proper, that, innit? Yeah, I like all that. I think that's pretty much it. I think we're just going round and round, aren't we? Yeah, because it's just all the same.
What happens in a lot
what about,
of
what about binge watching a series on Netflix? The best.
Ooh, pub game.
Pub game.
Yeah.
By the way, Jay, before you mentioned how your routine is to spray your hair with Lynx and light it on fire to get rid of it.
Yes.
I've got a solution for you.
Go on. How do I get rid of or groom myself below the waist?
How do you do what? Yeah.
groom myself right. below the waist.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's with our friends and the sponsor of the show, Manscaped. And with the code HOUSEN, that's HOUSEN, you can get 20% off and free shipping. Sometimes you come into the office yeah. and you smell like burnt hair and yeah. Lynx Africa. And yeah. I say, what the F has gone on here?
Yeah,
and then I say, you pull down the front of your trousers and it is a blistered, scorched, absolute nightmare mess. You look like someone that's wandered into the Sahara Desert and got lost. Yeah. It is a disaster down there, isn't it?
It is.
But with Manscaped and their brand new Performance Package 5.0 Ultra, you have to fear no more, Jay.
This is what I've been waiting for, man. Yes. Seriously, I've been through the mill with this. And now, finally, the 5.0. Yeah. That's what I can't get over, because I thought the 4.0 was the pinnacle, but no.
Yeah.
Manscaped, they dare to dream. They've gone one bigger, better, the 5.0 Ultra. But my only concern, Joseph,
yeah.
I'm a man who, I don't like change.
Yeah.
I don't like things being different.
Yeah.
If I am going to go for the 5.0, which, trust me, I am, have I still got the things that I love?
See, here's the great thing about Manscaped. You've got all the stuff you used to love yeah. and more. You've still got that trimming blade from the Lawnmower 4.0, but now with the 5.0, you've yeah. also got the foil blade as well, which gets closer than ever. If you want that smooth, smooth finish,
yeah.
it's the foil blade. As well as that, you've now got the Weed Whacker 2.0 ear and nose hair trimmer
that's
yeah. now new and improved. You also get the ball deodorant, the ball toner, and two free gifts, the boxer briefs and the shed travel bag.
You get all
of that with the Performance Package 5.0 Ultra with Manscaped. Use the code HOUSEN for 20% off. That's a good discount.
It is.
And free shipping. You're not paying that. At manscaped.com. Bloody hell, I'd be doing it if I were you.
Well, we're going to do it. I won't. Just remember for the code, when you think of your balls, think Housen.
Yeah. You know?
Think that.
Listen, I'm going to let you in a little secret here, because Andrew A has said, does anyone actually buy Manscaped? I'll let you in a trade secret. Manscaped doesn't lose money on their sponsorships.
Yeah.
And they pay us $5.1 million an episode. So like, everybody like watching, and even those who haven't watched, are buying Manscaped virals.
Yeah.
That's what people don't realise. The only reason we do this is because of the Manscaped.
The only reason Manscaped do it is because of us.
Yeah.
It's like a symbiotic relationship that we have.
Do you know what I mean?
It's like the little bird pecking.
We are single-handedly making balls bald.
We're flying a flag. What's that going
on? I don't know.
What did you say?
I said it's like the little bird pecking the dung off the back of a hippo. Do you know what I mean? The hippo gets something out of it, the bird gets a taste of it.
I ask you this all the time, but where did you get him from?
We found him outside of Manchester Derby.
You found him full of red wine, didn't you?
Red wine drugs, a different level of
piss
drug.
And vinegar, as they say.
And then he moved Abdullah out of the way.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Slap championships.
Slapsies.
Can I just say,
I love that. Slapsies
this,
mint.
So what is this, for people who aren't seeing it?
This is the most offensive thing that's ever happened. Yeah, God, but in your face.
Have you ever watched Kez?
Oh, it's one of my favourite films.
Have you seen Kez?
Not for about 27 years.
I love it when they're playing slapsies and Brian Glover's the teacher and he comes over and he goes, put your hand out. And the kid puts his hand out and he just goes.
Can't go away with that now.
Game's gone.
No,
that football scene in Kez is the greatest scene in cinema history.
It's genuine. And the best thing is as well, at the start of it, it's like quite a sad scene beforehand.
Yeah.
And then it bursts into like the grandstand theme as he's written. Running out onto the pitch. Dennis Law's in the wash.
Yeah. And then he's like, dives in the penalty area. Takes the penalty, it gets saved, and then he takes it again. You moved!
It is so good.
Oh, yeah,
it's such a brilliant film.
Is that what your school was like? Because you grew up in Yorkshire, didn't you?
Ish and ish. Yeah, it was a little bit. Yeah. It was great, though. It was good. We didn't really we weren't allowed to use the school fields because if it rained at all, we weren't allowed on it.
I went around to see my granddad the other day, and I don't even know where we got started on this, but he was talking about D-Day, and he was saying, do you know what's mad? He goes, all the teachers I had when I was growing up all fought and like at D-Day and stuff, and I was like, fuck me, the PTSD that you must have was like,
mate.
No wonder school was violent in the 50s and 60s.
Imagine what they've seen and they're now teaching kids. It's like, that's going to be just, there's no mercy, is there?
He said they had a bloke who dropped at Arnhem. Now, Arnhem, for those not initiated, there was 10,000 British troops landed at Arnhem. 2,000 came home.
Oh,
that was
God.
A fucking bad old day at the office, right? And one of my granddad was saying one of his teachers was at Arnhem. And he was like, yeah, he goes, he used to knock fuck out of the kids,
say, do you think you get away with much,
mate,
in that class?
No.
In terms of taking the piss? Probably,
you know, whenever I watch like Band of Brothers, I know it's like, it sounds silly, but when you watch Band of Brothers or Saving Private Ryan or whatever, and you think these are like 18, 19 year olds, and it's like, right, go on, see him with that machine gun, off you go, run at him.
I'll time you.
Yeah, what? I'd be like, no, really? Like, go on. And they're like sound. You think, how the fuck would you do that? That's crazy, isn't it?
Because, do you know what? Everyone says, oh, that generation was blah, 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 and this generation wouldn't do that. Every single generation has said that about the previous and subsequent generations, yeah. Right? Every single one. There's like articles written from the Victorian times about, oh, back in the day, people were more honourable and this fucking generation wouldn't do that. And there's literally like 1,000 examples of where that has always been the case. We saw in Iraq and Afghanistan, the will to fight is still fucking there. Yeah. And if it kicks off again, there'll be another whole generation of people that are going willing to fight for... You know, there was nothing particularly honourable more so about the generation that fought World War II than they were just born of that time. Mm. And were there people that did outrageously brave shit? Yeah. Absolutely. Will there be people still born that would do and go on to do outrageously brave shit in the future? 1,000,000%.
You make a good point, and it's just when you're watching that and you think, and I remember chatting to my granddad because he was on D-Day and he was only like 18, I think. He was like literally barely old enough to go there. And he's telling stories, and he's thinking, fucking hell, man, like, I can't imagine that when I was 18.
D-Day's wild. D-Day's I'm really looking forward to, I'm going to Normandy for the 80th anniversary.
Yeah, you see.
In June, and I can't wait.
Yeah.
It's genuinely, it might be like the most seminal kind of single day operation that's ever happened in the history of humanity.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it can be overstated how important that single day was and how fucking nuts that operation was. Like, it was literally a Hail Mary of a ball. Let's hope someone catches this on the other end. And they did. And it was a 24-hour... If they'd have been stopped there and then, you were talking maybe another couple of years before they could have tried again. If it hadn't worked.
That's mad, that. Mm. I always say that about the Second World War. Like, sometimes in war you go, oh, it's a bit ambiguous, or it's a bit like, you can see both sides of it. Like, come on. Do you know what I mean? You're literally fighting Nazis. It's like, do you know what I mean? Who were trying to invade as well. So it's like, come on.
And the other thing as well is if D-Day had failed, from our perspective, they might have gone turbo on the other side with Russia. They might have defeated Russia, and then they might have been like, don't see a dust up now, dear.
Like, yeah.
You have, like, because we'd split them fighting them on both fronts, we might have given ourselves the chance to actually fucking get the
victory. Is mad that, like you say, that you're going over there. Is this your first time going over there then? Have you been over to Normandy before?
No, I did a battlefield tour of Belgium. I did Passchendaele and Ypres. Ypres is good. There's a place called the Menin Gate. There's, I think it's 50,000 names of people all over this gate, and they played the last post there every single day since the end of World War One.
What's that 50,000 names symbolise?
Names of people who were fucking killed in the area.
Jesus Christ, mate. When is that, sorry?
When am I going?
Yeah, when are you going over to Normandy?
6th of June.
6th of June, of course. Fucking D-Day, obviously. It's amazing. The one of Pippi says, what about bull riding? Going back to our earlier discussion about sports.
Okay.
In that sport, absolutely do not fit in a pub. They are the same size as one. It always reminds me of Phoenix Knight, that. I'm Batman says, UTP, always much love. I'm Batman also says, he's gifted one Stretford Paddock membership. Thank you for that. Joe C says, if judges decide the winner, it's not a sport. Jack to Jack says, snooker, not a pub game. If judges decide the winner, sorry, it's not a sport.
That's an interesting premise.
Boxing's a sport, though.
Boxing says
But maybe we just box to the death.
But you know what? They changed the rules in Olympic boxing, didn't they? After Roy
Jones
Jr.
Is it now the
Jr.
pressure point?
Yeah, because Roy Jones Jr. got robbed in Seoul by the blatantly biased set of judges who gave it to the South Korean kid. So they changed it to, like you say, the pressure points. Jack to Jack says, snooker not a pub game because the tables don't fit.
They're literally in pubs.
I think he's being slightly facetious there. Yeah, cricket, someone's saying.
Oh, yeah, definitely a sport.
Yeah?
It's twee and it's old-fashioned, but you can't deny it.
You love
sport.
Your cricket, don't you?
I do actually like
Have
cricket.
Have you seen the parody, which I think Paul Whitehouse of like the Fast Show kind of fame, they've done a parody of cricket and it's just rinsed with the stupid names and like the weird sort of traditions of it and stuff like that. Oh, he's got to go into the salon. Here he comes with a silly flip.
Yeah,
just it's fucking hilarious and how stupid it is.
It is a stupid sport.
What made you get into it?
It's called like silly mid-wicket.
I've got a few mates into it, and I've never got into it. When I was a kid, I remember
trying to find that.
Cricket used to be on the telly for like 4 days or something, and it was just Australia battering England.
That was just one match, by the way.
Yeah, and dad was always.
I like that about cricket. There's no other sport like that. where it takes place over 5 days for the same like match, like one match.
If you, I'm going to send it to you two. I'll put it in our group. But for those who want to see it on YouTube, it's got how cricket looks for most people.
Yeah,
it's absolute.
It is stupid.
Genius.
It is a silly game, and also it is. It's one of those ones where, like, up until like 2008, women weren't allowed in the pavilion at certain grounds and stuff. There's that historical, weirdly sexist thing
before,
going on there.
Before wokeism got involved.
It's like golf. Golf
ruined
the same
it all.
Thing.
Like everything else, it ruins.
Does golf mean gentlemen only, ladies forbidden, or is that just a
thing? What, really? I think that's just a sort of thing that blokes say because it works. It doesn't actually mean that.
Liam Cohen said, side note.
But it is a thing that gets said a lot.
Who is your favourite historical warrior? I'm really into samurai at the moment.
Oh.
I came across the first black samurai, Yasuke. Have you got a famous favourite historical warrior?
You must have. You've got to have one. What about like Ulrich the Bear fighter or something like that? From like famous, 10th century Mongolia. I can imagine having someone like that.
Ulrich the Bear fighter from 10th century Mongolia is up there, to be fair.
Mad Jack Churchill.
Mad Jack Churchill.
Google him.
Was he mad in that?
Was he really mad?
Talk to me about Mad Jack.
British officer, yeah.
Just read some of the stuff about him.
Right, I'm going to... the first sentence in his Wikipedia says it all for me. Nicknamed Fighting Jack Churchill and Mad Jack, he fought in the Second World War. Now, I don't know a lot about the wars, but I know in the Second World War, this wasn't common. With a longbow, a basket-hilted Scottish broadsword, and a set of bagpipes.
Right. So,
right,
he's
if
not
I'm
fighting
got a
with
war,
him, is he?
Right.
You can't have them on there. That's like saying he fought with a comb.
Have you got your gun? No, I don't need it. Have you got your rifle? I don't need that.
There's a rumour that he might have been the last British soldier to kill with a longbow.
No offence. Obviously, no offence whatsoever. Why the fuck was he there with that? No one wanted him
this
to have
this man, that. See if you can find some quotes from him. Because I'm pretty sure he said, we could have kept the war going for a few more years if it wasn't for the damn Yanks.
He just wanted the war. He loved it. He loved
Did
it.
Did you say, what's my favourite warrior?
Yeah. Imagine that. Everyone just got there, got the M1s or whatever.
I also think he may have said at some point as well, any officer that goes into battle without a sword is improperly dressed.
Mate, this
is
guy...
Is that right?
I was finding some quotes, some mad... Jack Churchill quotes, mad Jack Churchill quotes. I mean, going into war with a set of bagpipes... Is
pretty sure he landed on the beach at D-Day like that
with a sword
and a longbow.
Who's providing the arrows?
What? He's probably got a bloke.
Just some old ones in him.
He's got a pub in it.
His frequently quoted motto gives a clue to his attitude. Any officer goes into action without his sword is improperly dressed.
Fucking nailed that one, didn't I?
Did he die in battle? No,
much to his own annoyance. I bet.
He's like Lieutenant Dan in Forrest Gump. Don't let me die! Just give me my sword! Jack, what are you doing? Come on,
say.
It's a tank, Jack.
I've literally turned up with a sword and you can't kill me, you absolute shitbags.
Yeah, he definitely smack talked him, didn't
yeah,
he?
Oh, yeah, constantly. Just shouting all the time. They're like 8 miles away, they can't hear you, Jack.
He died like 95, 96.
He did.
What?
Mate, 96. You his biographer.
Yes, maybe my favourite warrior was.
Well, you know, you've done your own work on him. I love this. He died at the age of 89 as well. So he fought in the war with his sword and his bagpipes.
I guarantee that last 5 years for his carers were fucking hard work.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that's
I'll go to the Falklands. You'll sit the fuck down. How about that? Fucking mad bastard.
It's trying to impale someone on a breadstick. On a little garlic baguette. Fucking
yeah.
Man. Who's your favourite warrior, Jay?
I'll be honest, no one's springing to mind. I mean, one of the, you know, the Roman ones. It was the woman, the British woman who fought the Romans. Boadicea.
Boudica.
Yeah, Boudica. She was pretty hardcore, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Who's yours? You've got probably a plethora.
You've got to go with her.
Boudicea, she was a year above me. Yeah. She was properly, she was always in dissension. Go on.
Probably Barack Obama for me.
Barack Obama.
Oh, he might have won the Peace Prize for more.
The warrior mentality that he showed to be the first black president of the United States. Don't tell me that doesn't require a lot.
Right. So.
Or do you not like him? Don't know. You tell me. I thought he did a lot, but whatever. Obviously not.
Yeah, all right. You can have Barack Obama. I was looking then for some quotes from Mad Jack. I think there
Have you got a page open with that, or did you search that?
There was, yeah, I did search it. Sorry, I know this makes great viewing, but we're trying to find some mad Jack Churchill quotes.
Did he kill anyone?
Did he?
Could he? But he could have easily have just not actually even got near anyone. Fire! And he just like, and his arrow just lands 8 yards in front. Jack fucking hell.
He's there with his bagpipes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You haven't even got near someone yet. That sword is. They're two.
A mortar shell killed or wounded everyone but Churchill, who at the time was playing "Will You Know Come Back Again" on the bagpipes as the Germans advanced.
We're literally fighting. Pull the fucking bagpipes down.
He was knocked unconscious by grenades and captured. He was later flown to Berlin for interrogation, and he ended up in a concentration camp.
Oh God!
In September 44, he and a Royal Air Force officer climbed under a wire. Obviously. Through an abandoned drain and attempted to walk to the Baltic coast. They were captured again near Rostock.
Rostock and two smoking barrels. That's nice. Where that comes from.
He was then guarded by SS troops. Outnumbered, the SS guards moved out, leaving the prisoners behind. Prisoners released after the departure of the Germans. Churchill walked 150 kilometres to Verona, where he met an American armoured force. As the Pacific War was still on, he was sent to Burma,
where
the largest battles against Japan were being fought. By the time Churchill reached India, Hiroshima and Nagasaki had been bombed and the war had ended. Churchill was said to be unhappy with the sudden ending of the war, and he said if it wasn't for those damn Yanks, he could have kept the war going for another 10 years. I was wrong. I said 8.
Ruined it. They ruined it ending the war. I'm not being funny as well, right?
If you made a film about that now, they'd be like, well, this didn't fucking happen.
Yeah, why has he stood there with his bagpipes? And why is everyone getting murdered?
It just looked ridiculous, wouldn't it? It looked absolutely ridiculous.
I'm like, this guy's obviously a legend, but that'd do my head in listening to bagpipes when you're fighting as well. Because it's a bit like, really?
It's not a song that can kind of capture the mood of being like a sort of all the boys kind of chilled out together and they're just
pointing at things when he's.
Are you going to tell him to stop playing on my back? Because I'm not.
Could he not have brought a harmonica?
Yeah, if you want to go and tell him that sunshine, you go and do that.
I'm not allowed a white light on my torch. Meanwhile, this fucking lunatic is here playing the bagpipes. Just tell him where we are, Jack.
Yeah, I can't light a stick, and he's using that. If you try and get near his bagpipe, there is just the tip of a sword in your neck, though, isn't there?
Are we going to kill them all if they don't come here first?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, good point, Mohamed.
DB Cooper says Billy the Kid is a good one. Fought in the Lincoln County War. No other human being has had as many books and movies about them as Billy. Legend. Mm. Yeah, there's a good one.
Even Captain Underpants. Shitloads of them books.
Miles, maybe Captain Underpants is a close second.
So.
What is the best instrument to have in battle, says Miles?
Hmm.
Good
question.
In what sense?
I don't know.
Well, what would you take with you? What a drum kit is a bad idea.
Honestly, impractical.
Yeah.
Impractical.
Wait a minute, lads. I'm just setting up. Hang on, we've got a rattle.
The shine of the symbols is just basics.
We've got a rattle. Start again.
For starters, nice discipline. Boom,
boom. You can't have anything that requires like too much upkeep.
You couldn't have a triangle because that looks too feeble.
Yeah, but that's one that's not going to go bad.
Yeah, but if you're going into battle and I'm stood at the end of the platoon with my triangle, my old men are going to want to shoot me.
That's true.
Like, come on. You need something a bit more manly and a bit more aggressive than... Oh, Jay's got his triangle.
What's the people saying? A tuba?
Tuba, a snare, harmonica, a harp. A trumpet.
Just one of the old generation iPods, really.
Santa Notch says a church organ. Good shout.
Well, I'm like, well, obviously not in the church.
Yeah.
Genius.
That's brilliant. That'll throw them off, that. I think something that you could... Like an oboe or something.
Yeah.
That way, if you need to, you can always stuff something in one end, bit of gunpowder the other end. Use it as a sort of makeshift bazooks.
Yeah, you could. Or you could hit someone with it if you get close to him.
Yeah.
You could use it as a, like,
you need
on,
an
then.
Instrument that when
axe
you...
have a bit of this.
Yeah, and when you hit the enemy, it makes a silly noise. So maybe, do you know what I mean? Like a... What would be good for that? A one-man band set up.
1920s car horns.
That'd be perfect. That's what you need. Something that's at least funny upon impact. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Buffy whatever says didgeridoo. He also says boomerangs. Boomerang's not an insert. Oh, Con1WS says Dion Dublin's drums. It's not, it's his dube.
The dube.
Dion Dublin has had quite a... exciting, eclectic life, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Played for United. Does Omens Under the Hammer.
Mm-hmm.
And invented a musical instrument.
That's where the magic
happens. Yeah. He invented a musical instrument. Mm. Like, what is that?
I didn't think you could invent any more musical instruments. I thought it was like colours.
It's been covered.
Like, there's no new colours coming out, is there? We've got every degree. I thought music had been done. I can't imagine. How can you invent a new instrument?
Well, you
can always
invent like weirder electric ones.
Yeah, but that's because it follows their technology, but not a drum. We've had drums for...
It's like a square drum.
10,000 years.
Like you can hit all sides of it, something like that.
Yeah.
And it called a dude because it's like a cube.
Yeah, I think it is. It's like a...
Like a cube.
Yeah.
Like a cube.
Like a cube, really.
Yeah.
I was just... It reminded me of that. Do you remember when someone... Remember we talked about Gary Cook, who used to be the CEO of Manchester City? Do you remember when his Wikipedia got hacked and his website got hacked and someone said in it, like, he invented the colour yellow? Because he used to come out with all them stupid things. Do you remember it? It made me think of that.
Oh, my God.
Someone did it and they like the proper who's that? Oh, I can't answer that. Yeah, someone hacked it and they said after the 2009 January transfer window opened Big G
it says
after the 2009 right. January transfer window opened, Cook sealed deals for Wayne Bridge, Craig Bellamy, Shea Given and Nigel de Jong. However, he failed in a world record bid to bring Pelé to the club, blaming the breakdown in negotiations on Santos, saying, if you want my personal opinion, they bottled it. It was clearly for the sale, but we never got to meet with the player. The behaviour of Santos got in the way. Santos replied by pointing out that Pelé retired from football more than 30 years ago.
No.
That was what was hacked.
Okay, thank God. Fucking hell.
Like it says, Cook is married to Girls Aloud and is a keen player of golf.
Two Girls Aloud.
Amongst where
all of them.
He regularly competes against Adolf Hitler, Banana Man, and Richard Blackwood. Gary invented the colour yellow.
Do you remember when digital clocks were invented?
Yeah, of course I did.
Do you?
Yeah, I was one of the Luddites that didn't like it. Do you know what I mean?
Analog.
I was having none of that. It's like when they brought in the spinning Jenny.
In the old days, Jay, did people think that was the devil at work with the digital clock and that?
Digital clock was up there with the moon, things we didn't like.
Yeah. Why does it keep changing how big it is?
Yeah, that's why we always used to go and throw stones at it at night. It's like it's past Simon Eccles.
Do you know what people think? Humans domesticated dogs.
Mm-hmm. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
There's a thought that actually maybe the dogs domesticate humans.
In what way? Go on. How?
Well, humans and dogs hunting together is quite a formidable partnership, isn't it?
Yeah.
And obviously, humans get fucked up by, well, wolves, it would have been, back in the day. And they're thinking that there might have been a strand of wolf that was like, let's work together with the walkie fella.
Ah, right.
Because they can do stuff we can't do, and they can cook. And they think that maybe it was more of a partnership than we like the furry fella.
That's one of them that's really backfired for them, isn't it? Because at first it was like, oh, that's good, they'll hunt down a deer with us and they'll throw us the liver or something. Whereas now you see a chihuahua in a tutu and you think, we shouldn't have done this.
I live in a handbag.
Yeah. And
I think some chihuahuas really enjoy that, though.
We should have done it. I don't think they should.
I always think that with cats, like, cats just run the gaff, don't they?
They reckon cats only. They reckon dogs got domesticated like a quarter of a million years ago.
Right.
But cats is like 10,000 years ago.
Right.
So they're still in the fuck you kind of phase.
Yeah, because cats just, like, literally, my cat runs my house. Just eats what he wants, comes in when he wants, does what he wants, and you just look after him.
I'll be honest, I can't and have never been able to see a single reason why anyone would have a cat.
Oh, no, we love the cat.
It's what is it? What's the point? Genuinely, what is the point?
It's like a BTEC dog, isn't it?
Yeah, but not even that. It's like a BTEC dog.
It's like
that
a dog without
you have to do what it wants
with so much attitude.
Yeah, so much attitude. Oh, and also
so much attitude.
There's a half dead bird on my pillow
proper
now.
Enjoy
and there's nothing I can really do about it. I can't teach it to stop.
Dogs are elite.
Dogs
are incredible.
Yeah,
is there a better pet than a dog?
No, depends what you want. If you want an ornament, of goldfish is all right. If you want like a cool ornament.
We got a goldfish shit for from a the fair one. And it didn't last a day. Honestly.
Why? Accidentally grilled it. Accidentally grilled it. And
I put it in the fridge and when I took it out the next day, it was fucking dead.
Yeah. What is the point?
Yeah, that's a load of shit. I want me £2 back.
I had a fish pie in the fridge that lasted longer than this actual fish.
No, we put it in like a bowl and everything and then my youngest daughter was dead giddy about it. And I remember thinking, this ain't going to see the morning, this, because you know, this feels like
How big was the bowl?
Like it was a,
he was bleaching it at the same time.
It was a toilet bowl.
It did have some dirty pots in it as well.
It had a lot of
toilet. It was just like a normal bog
it.
Standard like goldfish bowl size. Only tiny little goldfish, but yeah, it didn't make next morning it was dead.
What do you think you did wrong? Because obviously you did.
I don't know, we did the thing where we put the bag in the water and like keep the bag in the water so the water becomes the same temperature and then let it out the bag. And it was fine. It was swimming around for like
about 5-6 minutes.
And then it's just like the next morning it was, I got up early doors because I thought I need to check, make sure it's alive. If it was not, I'll have to tell her we'd send
it
to
the
farm.
That it was probably Volvic touch of fruit that you put in, wasn't
it? Or sparkling.
Yeah.
Like, what was this? This is really good Pellegrino water.
This is literally the best water you've ever had.
Yeah. I don't know what he's complaining for. Yeah. It's be £2 a bottle, this. Yeah, I didn't make it. Little, I don't even think we give it a name, to be honest with you. I can't remember if we did. Yeah,
didn't even get a name. That's sad, isn't it?
Like, me and J9 went and had a look at fish tanks and stuff. There's an amazing gaff in...
Why'd you find that funny?
I think it's Moss.
Went and had a look at fish tank. Were you thinking of getting fish? Or was it what? The tank? You said we went and had a look at fish tank.
Yeah, an empty tank and bosh it in a corner.
Well, I don't know, because what are you going to get? Just a goldfish?
Tropical.
Joe, this is me. So yeah. I was clearly going to go for what's the £5,000 setup.
Yeah, he was going to change his channel into a fish channel.
Yeah. Like, what's the smallest pole of life money now. Can buy?
Yeah,
that's what was, Googling yeah. stuff like this gaff in the finger is like completely blue light in the place, and it's all the coral, like all the, and the coral is amazing, Joe.
Yeah,
I could actually have a coral tank rather than a fish tank. But when you go and look at them, they've got like little crabs. They're top. They got.
Yeah.
I like all of that shit. The fish can fuck off, but I am here for the crabs and the little shrimp and all that sort of shit.
You can get little crocodiles, little sharks and stuff, can't you? All those bad boys. The saltwater piece.
Really?
Yeah, little mini stuff. Yeah.
I love like tropical fish and all that. It just it looks like it's too much graft to keep it up going. Well, it wouldn't happen in our house. It just they'd all end up dying.
I literally said to the guy,
"You just would."
Because he was like, oh, what you got to do is you got to change like 10% of your water like every week. And I was like...
That's out the window.
What? Already. This sounds like another fucking job, mate. So, I haven't got a fish tank.
Yeah, that's it. I'm with you, bro.
I went, I was like, yep. I'm like, it's well dear, but I really like it. So, I'm in. And then he's like, so... And I went, listen. So, I had a bit of paper and I was writing down, right, how much is that fucking pink coral? Yeah, that's fucking sick. Right, sweet. And I'm like, you lot will come and set all this up. Yeah, how much is that? Right, cool. And then he was like, and I went, right, talk to me about the maintenance because I haven't got a fucking pot of glue, what to do. And he was like, oh, it's dead easy. You got one fucking tub of this, one fucking bucket of that, one fucking box set of this. You'd skim out fucking 10% of your water there. You put that in the microwave. You get a fucking brew on it. You do this and that. And I was like, yeah. Should we go out? Yeah. Like, are you fucking mad?
It's not worth it. Do you know those big ones you see sometimes in like an Indian restaurant? There's one in particular in a restaurant I'm at, where the goldfish tank is probably 15 foot wide.
Yeah.
And you're like, this has been here for 70 years and it always looks fantastic. We actually have a goldfish tank. It was, like you said, one fish this big and you could run your finger in it. It would look like someone shit on your finger after about 3 days. How can you keep one of them bastards going? It's unbelievable. That's like, the upkeep is astonishing. I don't think they're worth it. I think birds are weird. That's a bad pet to have.
I mean, I used to have budgerigars back in the day.
Did I tell you what? I think I put it in our little group, didn't I? I might have tweeted it. My time up is fucking a gold mine of wibble, right?
That's what we're looking at, Stephen.
And I tweeted, Facebook updated.
Facebooked.
Yeah, I mean, Facebook what the fuck do you call it? Remember that website?
Posted.
Like 12 years ago, I want to buy a parrot and teach it to say, help it turn me into a parrot. And I thought, that is the fucking best use of anybody's time ever. I went to buy a parrot and teach it to talk, but all I wanted it to say was, help it turn me into a parrot. Can you imagine how much fun that would be?
I think that everyone around you would get sick of that so quick. And you would laugh at it every day for
every day, Joe.
Years.
I'd walk in and go, help me serve me in a paralyzed fucking
go. Parrots is what people get them. And then you Google it. Parrots live 80 years.
Yeah, man.
You're like, this is outlasting me.
But just
this
imagine like the random weird people that you would have come into our office. Yeah. And they'd be like, help, he turned me into a parrot. And they'd be like,
what's funny about that is the fact that he finds it so funny. And he'd be like this every day for the rest of his life.
In, dead
and everyone else would be like, Steve, will you shut that fucking
This is what
panel.
We need. Yeah, this is what we need.
And Paddy would like, have lost. Listen, some camera equipment's gone missing.
Like, I walk in my office and I go, And I go, fuck off. And he goes, help. He sent me out a parrot. I go,
yeah. Yeah, we need to get him a parrot.
Should we get him one?
If you want a local pub to me, yeah. I can get it and bring it in.
Yeah, we'll do, like, that.
Google that. Can you get a fella that knows how to teach a parrot out at all?
You can do some of it.
Yeah.
Surely you can do it. You don't want to do the coral, but you could.
The coral job, honestly, it was about 15 hours a week.
Yeah.
It was
a half.
Spend a couple of hours, right? This is how you do it.
It was more work than my daughter.
Spend a couple of hours recording your own voice. You may be talking on the phone, playing with your parrot, or singing to yourself. What is important is that your parrot can hear your voice while you're away. If you are trying to teach your parrot specific words, repeatedly stress the words on the tape recorder or obviously on your phone.
Help! God. He's turned me into a parrot.
Even that, though, I feel bad for the parrot.
Do you know what this with this, though, right? It says, while some birds pick up human speech, it can take years for them to do it.
Fuck off.
You're losing.
How long does a parrot live? Just double check. It's like 70 years, I think.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a human lifespan.
Why were they so popular with pirates, or were they not?
I don't know.
Is that like one of them memes?
What's this mean? Parrots can live up between 10 to 50 years. That's not an answer.
Way too wide.
When
you Google dog, yeah. It is 10 to 12.
Right. Am I going to have to buy another parrot for my 7-year-old? Or is this it?
Dogs are 10 to 12. Deezer's like 50.
10 to 50?
He's doing well.
Do you know what's mad about him? Apart from he's got, in the last 2 years, his breath has gone horrific.
They do that.
Because his breath, he was never a smelly dog at all. But now he's got, good morning, breath going on.
Really?
But he still acts like a puppy. He's just got like a bit of a grey face going on. But he's still an absolute bell.
He's great. He's in great nick for a 15-year-old.
He's classy, your dog. Yeah, like lifespans here, some birds, I don't know if this falls under the parrot gene. You'll know because you're an ornithologist.
Oh, yeah.
Cockatoos live between 40 or 60 years. How old are we? Kakapo. 60 years. Hyacinth McCaw.
Isn't she on
Keeping Up Appearances?
Yeah. Well played.
50 years. So you get one of them, you're all right.
Yeah, that'd last you for...
That's well outliving
that's
me.
That's your last parrot.
That's outliving me.
Yeah.
I need to leave that in my will to someone. Yeah. Probably one of my grandkids.
What a fucking dickin' that is.
That's so shit, isn't it?
Hiya. Grandad Jay's left you his parrot.
Oh, he's left me that bird that shits everywhere. Just keeps saying...
What's yours going to say? I'm not even on the sniff.
Yeah.
What's the funniest thing a parrot or Jay's could say?
I don't know. I think that's pretty much up there, isn't it?
Yeah. Fuck's sake. Something about
three for a one up.
I just don't mind saying
Yeah.
That I'd find that funny and that'd do it. That'd do it once any.
You're just doing it constantly over and over again.
Listen, I think we've covered extensively the United Liverpool game. The injuries.
I think we're going
to
win.
How they've returned. I think we've done all
just
that.
Saying, I do think we're going
to
win.
We didn't even get to the rainbows. So I wanted to talk to you about the rainbow.
Talk to us about it.
Right, because we had a discussion yesterday. Have we got the rainbow clip? Oh,
yeah. What is this?
This is what we spoke about yesterday. So this is me explaining that I've got the same rainbow outside my house, right? It's not always there. Sometimes it goes away, obviously.
Yeah, well, obviously.
Right, like at the night time and that. But it's the same one. And right, these
go on,
two.
Let the clip speak for yourself.
We're having it. Go on.
Do you know rainbows are circular?
Are they?
Yeah, it's only our perspective which makes them look like they're beyond the horizon.
Are you sure?
Because
there's a rainbow near me that goes from, I think it's from Cliftonville to Cadizad.
What?
A rainbow net outside my house. If I look out the window,
is this
I can
the name
see
of a Chinese restaurant?
No, I can see it goes from like from right down that end, which is Cadizad, and then that end is, I think it's
when you, sorry. When you say there's a rainbow near me, like it's moved into the estate.
It pops up now and again, like when it's raining and sunny and that. So
it's and it's always
spot.
In the same place.
Yeah. I have a look out my back window. I can see this like the same rainbow. Why? Why are you asking
that? The same rainbow.
Yeah.
Like it's a fly that's gone into the house.
Right. So you doubted that.
Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah. So I asked my missus, "Have you got any pictures of that rainbow from the back of our house?" And she said to me, "That's no word of lie." She said, "I've got about 300.
No.
Honestly. Because she likes skylines, and my eldest daughter likes skylines. So whenever the rainbow's there, they take a photo of it. Between the two of them, they're obsessed. So I'll show them to see this. Have you got the pictures of the rainbow? These are taken at different times.
So show
right?
the first one then. I haven't seen this.
Right. So look at them two at the end there.
Wait, so the two at the end are the same depth?
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
They're not. Why
You're
is it a double rainbow?
That two on the right aren't from the same day as each other.
The two, no, they're not.
They're not.
All four of those pictures are from different,
different
days.
Times. It's the same rainbow,
okay, so
bro.
The first
right,
one,
so there is two different dates on the top on the right. Yeah. Back on me, please. Solo on me. Right, so the ones that you just
solo
saw.
On him.
Back on me. Steve?
You can't see us anyway.
Yeah, so put it back on me. So it means I can get rid of that.
Yeah.
You fucking lunatic. Right? So, back on a picture.
Completely unnecessary. Could have just right. taken the picture.
Look at the shadow. Look at the shadow. Look at the shadow on the gutter.
Yeah.
Look at the shadow on the gutter. Back to me. That is the same time of day. The sun is in the same. I'm going to say azimuth. I don't actually know what the word means. I'm going to say the sun is in the same azimuth.
Isaac Asimov.
Right?
Equinox.
So the angle of the sun is exactly the same.
Yeah.
Which just goes to show that rainbows are a product of atmospheric conditions and the angle at which the sun is hitting.
Cut
right?
to the wide, please.
Also,
because Jay is nodding along to this as though Steve's proving me wrong.
No, I'm proving you wrong.
He's proving
it's
you
just,
wrong.
That is the way it is. That's like, do you know what it's like light in the morning? You're going, that's
Jeremy
the same
Kyle
light as it was yesterday.
And he just sits there clapping.
Because,
Kyle
so obviously the rainbow looks the same when it's the same time of the day and the sun is hitting the rain from the same time. You were talking like this rainbow. He goes, right, that's my shift done, lads. I'm off to bed. I'll see you in the morning.
Because
like,
that's what happens.
It's just a refraction of the light. And I think looking at the fact that the sun, the shadow is the same place on that gutter, on the wall, tells me that when the light is at that angle, if it's, because that's near the canal, isn't it?
We live in Salford, obviously, near a canal.
So there's probably just the right amount of moisture in the area very often at the time that
to
the sun
fair,
is at that
I am
angle.
Right near the canal. I am right near the canal.
And is there sometimes a spray up in the canal when someone falls
Listen,
in?
You can get your science, you can believe in that, yeah? Or you can do what I'm doing and think that Ronnie the Rainbow...
Scott Ford says he needs to go to prison for this.
Brilliant. Prison.
Really good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So how many rainbows do you think work in the Greater Manchester area then? Because I've seen one.
You've got the one in Stockport.
I've got Stockport.
There's fucking loads on that street down there.
Yeah.
Nice.
See? There's loads
really
there. How many full-time rainbows?
Three people.
I think there's one per borough. Right. So there's 10 in it. 10 boroughs in Greater Manchester.
It's Stockport, one of them.
Wait, pause. Yeah. Name them.
Deansgate.
No.
Fucking no. Right, here's one. Trafford.
Right, you're living
one.
Right. You've just mentioned one.
Stockport.
Yeah.
Bolton.
Yeah.
Rochdale.
Yes.
Preston.
Nope.
No.
Oldham.
Yeah.
Come on. There's got to be like centre. Weast. Salford.
Starts to get tricky now.
It does. What about like Reddish? No. South. Altrincham. No. What's that? Stretford?
Nope.
Have you said the one where that's in?
Nope.
He hasn't.
What, Old Trafford?
Take away the old.
Trafford. Very good.
This is where it gets tricky.
Do you like Royals pies?
Good. No.
Wigan.
Right. No, don't tell him anything else.
Bury.
What?
Bury. Bury.
Yeah. You've not said Bury.
No. He's got one to get.
Fucking
no, he's got two to get.
No, he didn't say. You didn't activate Bury.
No, because there's 10.
Oh,
but he's not said. There's two that he's not said.
Manchester, Gorton.
There's only one I can think of that.
Miles Platin.
No, there's two, you're right. There's two he's not said.
Cheetham Hill.
I've done some. I've messed up with my maps. There's two you've not said.
I don't know if I'll ever get him.
Well, you've not said the most obvious one.
What, the centre of Manchester?
Yeah,
Manchester.
It's a borough.
Okay, there you go. Right, so I've got one left,
and it's right near you.
What's it start with?
Can't tell you that. The
best, Cheshire.
It's the best bit of the Greater Manchester.
Gorton, Droylsden.
You're sort of in the area, but not really.
I don't know if I'm going to get it. Come on, hit me. Droylsden.
You said Droylsden four times.
Denton. Clayton.
All of these, no, Clayton's not, but Denton.
Tameside.
Yes!
he said it for me. I've done well there, though.
You have done well, because me and him can only name four boroughs in Worksop.
Yeah, exactly.
So you've absolutely...
Well, it's the gateway to the Duker, sir. So you
to can fucking
name, you can
name
what? I don't even know what any of that means.
Let's wrap it up.
Right. I think we covered extensively Manchester United versus Liverpool and the Erik ten Hag press conference.
Well, let's be honest. It's going to be a fucking shit show Sunday, Monday. So let's just have a good old time. Listen, you're going to walk away with here today having a new warrior hero. Knowing that Steve wants a parrot that talks and pretends that he used to be a human. And it's honestly, there's nothing funnier ever.
True.
Right? And I also like Coral. We've told you what should be sport and what shouldn't be sport.
We've
told you the 10 rainbows in the Greater Manchester area.
We've given you the 10 boroughs of Manchester. Yeah. We've debunked Jay's rainbow fucking conspiracy theories.
Well, you can believe science.
What else did we do?
You think they've remained bunked, don't you?
We've covered a lot.
Yeah.
I think this has been a very educational and productive episode of The Brew. That has been Mr. Stephen Allison, who I believe hasn't got a game tomorrow.
No. Oh. It rained for half an hour in Drawsden, so the game's on now.
I'm praying my lad's game's on, because he's got his first home game, allegedly, tomorrow. So go and check out Stephen Allison TV anyway. You can go and see all that good stuff. And go and check out Stretford Paddock FC, if you've not done so already. Go and check out the Sloppy Joe's podcast as well. Make sure you're hitting like, share and subscribe. We're going to be here for the game. If you've not done, you can send in your score predictions for that as well. Send it to paddockmatchday@gmail.com, and we'll use that as part of our pre-match build-up. Then we'll have all the reaction from all us lot after the Liverpool game. So I've been Jay Motty, that's been Joe Smith, that's been Stephen Allison. This has been The Brew. Thanks for watching.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.